Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network, where we broadcast live all over the world. You can come by the Trim Radio Network. You can listen in. You could shop. You could wear our merchandise. We'd love to see you in it. And if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and we'll show you how easy it is to do. Anyway, the opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and that includes any and all medical, health, and professional information as well. Always talk to your primary doctor. This song, Leave It to Beaver, is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. We have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. And without further ado, I am handing it on over to Stu.
Hey, Michael. Hi, everybody. It's time for my world, live, laugh, and whatever. And boy, do I have a lot of whatever today. Oh, what a day it has been. Oh, man. Have you ever gone to the dentist to get your teeth cleaned and you wonder how they can get two hands in your mouth? Oh, what a day. I have a good dentist. I mean, I don't complain at all about her. She's very good. And her staff is excellent. But I'll tell you what, trying to get two hands in your mouth to clean teeth, something else. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world, live, laugh, and whatever. And, you know, we're always going to be live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a little bit of discussing to do and recussing to do and all kinds of stuff. There's so much stuff going on. But before we get going, we've got to do a disclaimer, because if we don't, I'm going to hear it from Jerry. He's my buddy. And he listens to the show every night. And when we're on, and I went to school with the guy, you know. So if I mess up, Jerry's going to come after me, really. And he's a big guy. Anyhow, our disclaimer is my world. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take whatever we say with a grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get.
Unless it's
so
Brandon.
Sit back and relax and chill out. Oh, and by the way, tell your friends to join us on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Well, you know, we always do shout outs. Always do shout outs. Have to. I don't have any sponsors. I don't need them. All I do is just give out friendly advice for people. And a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And we've done this show for years and years and years, it seems like. But we have fun doing it. And I appreciate Michael Bejas for being the producer. You don't know how much I appreciate him being the producer. But we have fun on Trim Radio Network. And we go all over the world. I have listeners in Myanmar, I have them in South Africa, I have them in India, I have them in Europe, I have every place except Iceland. Come on, guys in Iceland, let's go. Send me a message. Let me know you're listening. I know you know how to speak English very well. Matter of fact, you speak better English probably than people in New York or Philadelphia or New Jersey. Well, anyhow, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. A big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Would you believe it's been over 50 years since I was on the radio at the University of Findlay? Wow, that goes back. They're going to have homecoming, and they're inviting all the old DJs to come in and spend a couple hours. Would you get a pen? I don't know if I qualify because I was the precursor to that. And we were on AM. Now they're FM. I mean, big time FM. So we'll see what happens. But check them out at www.findley.edu. It's a good school, reasonable prices. They have great professors, very good facilities. And you can meet students from all over the world there. And that was the way it was when I went there. I mean, some of my best friends were from Kenya. Some were from South America, Brazil. And some were just plain old Americans with different language skills, you know, different accents from all over the place. But check them out, University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio. Also, check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks, they make some really good pens. They also have blanks, which are the center part of the pen, and they customize that. You give them a design or you want them to come up with a design, and they will make that center part, and then they send it to you, and you can use a lathe to turn them down and make your own pen. If you have a college, university, high school, junior high, elementary school, business, boy, a lot of different things. He'll make a custom pen for you. And they are nice. Trust me, Michael and I both have them. So check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens on Facebook. Big shout out for Money and Change. We're going to be doing Sunday at 7 p.m. There's so much going on in the world. I mean, we've got inflation, and they're underreporting it. And Michael and I were just talking before the show. You know, it's at 7% and rising, and they're only saying, well, we were shooting for 2, and then it went to 3, and you don't know where it's at. All you know is when you buy things, it's more and more expensive. And that's what's getting a little bit crazy. We're going to talk a little bit about that. My World, Life, or Live, Laugh, and Whatever, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. right here. Tell your friends to join us. Tonight, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. We've got a killer that they finally caught. We've got a governor that decided on her own to suspend the Constitution and First and Second Amendments. Didn't go over too well. We'll talk a little bit about that. And new experimental vaccines. Oh, we're going to have the bug. When's it coming out? Oh, September 15th. How do you know that? Well, we just think it's going to come out September 15th. And you ought to have an extra, okay? I don't know about that. Anyhow, we'll talk a little bit about that. Even though I'm not a doctor, I don't play one on TV, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express one time, actually a couple times. I'll probably stay at another one as I go down to Ohio University in a few weeks for homecoming. Oh, that's fun. That is fun. And that's one of the times on Sunday I will not be around, so you get an encore edition. In other words, a replay. Because I like to do $200. Money and Change live, because everything, you know, I can do all this research during the week, get it ready for the show, put it up on the screen, announce everything, and all of a sudden things change just before the show, and I have to reshuffle everything because we're live. That's L-I-V-E. It beats being recorded. But actually, you can get past recordings of the show. We do have the ability to supply you with that. Also, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. And as a treat tonight, I've got the Wrinkle City Gazette from back in September, a few years back. And I think you'll like some of that. Because, you know, we always like to have things a little bit light. Please check out the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista in Wisconsin. I've known these guys for a long time. They do a fantastic job. Also, Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King on YouTube. You have to check them out. They are fantastic people. Wanda has good recipes. Danny talks about farming, talks about food supply, the cost of things. I mean, he's one smart guy. I really like him. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. Boots on the ground. You have to check Dave out. You really do. Because he is good. Also, you have to check out Patara. And I wished I could, Appalachian Homestead or Appalachian whatever. She is down in Tennessee around, I guess, Knoxville is my guess. And she's talking about the way things are and the cost of things. And she's saying, stock up while you got the chance. You go to the grocery, stock up. Things are going to get bad. And then I'm listening to, you know, Dave Kobler, and Dave is saying, yeah, the way things are going, things are going to get bad before they get better. People ask me, well, when's this going to happen? I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't have a magic wand or anything, but you better be prepared. And then we have Ed Carswell, Prepper Nurse One, down in West Virginia. He's digging a hole, and he's going to tunnel into the side of this hill, and he's going to build his little, in quotes, bunker. I don't think he's ever done digging like this before, and I hope he knows how to tunnel, because if he doesn't, it's going to be an interesting thing when they try to dig him out of a collapse or something if you don't do something right. I mean, digging a hole is good for grave diggers. I wouldn't want to do anything else. Well, anyhow, guys, with Trim Radio Network, you know, we have different shows that are on. The Natural Marketer podcast is on. The Midweek Matters is going to be coming up 7 p.m., 6 p.m. Central. It's going to be coming up soon. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, and a whole bunch of other shows. But to keep us on the air, buy the merchandise. You know, you can click and shop and show station merchandise. You can do that, you know, insulated water bottles, mugs, t-shirts. Check it out. Support the station. You can contribute. You can be a part of the station. And you can also shop the merchandise, or as Michael says, buy the merch. Well, hey, what shows do we have? We have Fishing in Florida with Wiscala Stevens. We have, of course, Money and Change. And we have the Weekly Music Countdown, the Natural Marketer podcast. We've got Offsides, College Football Top 25. We've got Slobber. It's hard for me to say that. Slobber Knocker Talk. We've got Take Point 22 Radio Show with Michael Bejas, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, The Brighter Life Show, The Bend, Spiritual Freedom Show, and Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. And as I always tell Riscala, hey, you're saying take the red pill or the blue pill, and I want to take the green pill. He can't find the green pill. So what do you do, huh? Okay, well, you know, hey, if you want to join us, that's great. Join us. Our phone call in is 803-866-1667. And if you want, you can email us at programdirector@trimradio.com. But buy the merch. Hey, if you get a chance with My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, you have to check out our Facebook page. It's free to join. I do a lot of different postings, different times of the day and week. And sometimes you'll see a disc jockey with the number 10 behind him, and he's dancing all over the place. Well, I did that tonight. It said, join us at 8 p.m. EST for another My World. And we're live, so sit back, relax, and you've earned it. Just sit back and chill out. I did post something called The Critical Information to Get Now, How to Power Essential Devices When the Grid Goes Down, like your refrigerator. Do you have a generator? Does it make a lot of noise? 32 gig. You might want to research how you can run that generator and insulate the noise so it's not quite as loud. Now, I've got one that does, I believe, 7,000 kilowatt hours peak, or 7,000 kilowatts peak. It's enough to power basically all of my house if I need to do it. I need to put the connection in, though, and I do not do well with electrical. Two things I don't do in this world, electrical and plumbing. And the reason why I don't do that is because one time I was working and I accidentally tried to fix a short on a device where I was working, and it was powered by 220. And I lost my balance, and I touched the stainless steel table on top and the unit, and I felt the current go through my right arm, through my heart, and down my left. It seemed like an eternity, but it was probably only about 2 seconds worth. And I think I was blowing smoke out my mouth for a while. It's something you don't want to do. I had a friend of mine, and Bob, if you're listening, I remember you telling me that 110 just tickles. 220, it stings a little bit. 440, that has a punch, but 880 will knock you across the room. You know, you're an electrician, so I take you at your word. But in my case, I don't like to get shocked, and that 220 did it for me, so I don't mess with that. And plumbing, I feel like I'm part of the Three Stooges. I think I'm the fourth member of the Three Stooges, because I'm not very good at plumbing. If you ask me to do something on a computer, yeah, I can probably do most of that. If you ask me how to write a document, I can do that. If you ask me how to prepare for different things, I can tell you how to do that. You know, after all, you know, I think I stayed in a Holiday Inn Express a few times. I don't know if that qualifies me. I don't know. I remember that commercial. Guy's doing brain surgery. Are you a brain surgeon? No, but I stayed in a Holiday Inn Express one night. I wouldn't want a surgeon doing that with me. Anyhow, you want to find out how you can get by. You know, if you have medications that you have to keep refrigerated, how are you going to keep things refrigerated? If you have meat in storage containers or, you know, freezers, how are you going to keep them at the right temperature so they don't go bad? Does your generator work? Do you have fresh gasoline? Have you checked it lately? I didn't check mine for about 7 months. I just got it out and we got it going. And this next month, sure enough, I'm going to run it again. Run it for about a half an hour and make sure that everything's working the way it's supposed to. Do you have solar panels and a solar generator? That can get a little expensive, and you can't really use the panels at night, let's face it, but you can do it during the day and charge the batteries and then use the batteries at night. Do you have extra lights? There's a thing around here called Rural King, R-U-R-A-L-K-I-N-G. Well, I went in there and I found, I better turn it around so you can see it. This is a light. And it's bright. It has a magnet on the back. You can hook it on your belt loop. It was only like $3 or $4. I got a few of these. I gave one to my sister and I said, you're going to go to New York here. I'll give you a light to take with you because you may need it. And, you know, I have friends that, you know, I see things and I think, well, maybe they might be able to use it. So I give them lights. Another thing that I don't give out, how do you talk to people if the power goes down? What happens if the power goes down and you can't use your cell phone? How do you communicate? Do you just run out your front door and yell, "Hey, my power's out"? What do you do? Like I've been talking about right here. Hopefully I don't have it on. This is a GMRS radio. You can get between 5 and 10 miles with it. If you're up high enough, you can go a lot farther. But this is great. You can talk on this thing. And if you have a network set up, these radios are basically as low as $35. This one that I'm holding right now is a little over $169. But this is a higher end radio and a higher end antenna. You can check things out on YouTube. Look for Not a Rubicon. He's a character. Randy is goofy as all get out, but he talks about radios and how to program radios. And Jerry, if you're listening, yes, I learned a little bit more about how to program this thing. All about the tones, too. So we might be getting together on this. Anyhow, GMRS Radio, it is $35 for a 10-year license. There is no test. No test. So if you need to talk to somebody that has one of these, it's great. This one, you can even listen to the weather report. You could listen to some other things, too. Because you can monitor one channel and talk on another. It is great. I love them. Matter of fact, I have several. And if things happen where the hooey hits the fan, if you know what I mean, because we're not allowed to swear. You know, I can't say certain things on the radio. But you know what I'm talking about. Well, these radios come in handy because you can set up a network and you can talk to different people either up and down your block or across town. You know, it's great. They're great. Oh, and somebody's trying to call me on my phone. Well, tough luck, guys. I'm not going to answer it. Anyhow, GMRS radios come in handy. You don't need a test for it. All you have to do is pay your $35 for a 10-year license. And it's good for your family. One license will cover everybody in your family group. So when you're talking critical information to get, hey, that's the deal. When the grid goes down, what happens to your power? What happens to your food? What happens, you know, do you have propane to run your grill? Or a heater, a Mr. Buddy heater. How are you going to keep warm in cold weather? How are you going to cook your food in cold weather? How are you going to do your laundry in cold weather? Okay? Or any weather. How are you going to dry your clothes if you don't have a clothesline? A lot of things to think about. And a lot of people are saying it's going to happen. And they keep pushing it. I can't believe I'm trying to push it. I'm just saying, be proactive. When you go to the grocery, get 5 extra cans of food every time you go. You know, I went to Wally World today after I went to the dentist and had the 2 hands in rubber gloves in my mouth. And they're asking me questions and I'm going, you know what I mean. We've all done it. But I went to Wally World. I thought, well, it's just down the street. I will go there. And I picked up 4 cans of baked beans. I picked up some canned meat. I picked up some Knorr packets, broccoli with rice packets. They're not that expensive, the canned meat was. You know, extra cans of soup, all kinds of stuff. Pick it up now. You need first aid cream. They had 2 packs at Wally World. And so I went ahead and bought 1 of the 2 packs. and just a lot of things. If you need your medicines, you want to make sure you stock up on that. Make sure you have plenty of water to drink, to use, to wash, and whatever. Remember, minimum is 1 gallon per day per person. Now, why am I saying all of this? It's because of this. I keep listening to Patara, and I think she's on Appalachian Homestead. Don't quote me on that. But anyhow, she says stock up, and she's straight up. She's, I'd love to have her as a neighbor. I'd love to have Danny and Wanda King as a neighbor. I don't want to move to Wisconsin, but Brad and Krista, I'd love to have him as a neighbor. And Dave Kobler, hey, I'd love to have him. If we could all just get together, hey, we'd have a good little community here. But prep now. Hey, you know, there was one thing that was on Fox News and every place else. Yahoo even had it. And I was pulling up this information. A killer who was an illegal or an undocumented alien escaped a Pennsylvania jail, is now seen in a hospital robe after recapture. I think he was gone about 2 weeks. Crazy people. The article says the Brazilian killer who escaped the Pennsylvania jail for 2 weeks ago was recaptured in a tactical operation Wednesday. They caught him with a FLIR camera that picks up heat signature. And he's now back behind bars. And it says Daniello Cavalcante, 34, climbed out of the Chester County Prison, a local jail about 30 miles outside of Philadelphia, on August 31st. And he was awaiting transfer to state prison at the time. I think I would have had him not only in cuffs, but leg irons. But he escaped somehow. And this big manhunt was looking for him. I remember seeing videos of people on four-wheelers that could have a passenger in the back, and they had guns in the back, and they asked him, well, what are you doing? We're going to hunt for the guy. There's $20,000 on this guy. I don't know if it was dead or alive. Supposedly, he was supposed to go to, I believe it was Brazil, be extradited to Brazil for a murder down there. And down there, I don't think they really care. So how did the guy get out of jail? That's the question. What would you do if somebody broke out of jail and they were in your neighborhood and they broke into your house and it's the middle of the night? What are you going to do? Well, I know some guys in Tennessee. By golly, they break into my house. They're going to go out with a whole bunch of buckshot in their behinds. Yeah, that could happen. It could happen anywhere. In my neighborhood, I don't know how that would go down. They might have to call the coroner before they call the police. I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, one of those things. We're somewhat of a law and order community, and we want to stay that way. I don't know about yours, and I don't know about New York or Philadelphia or Detroit. I remember being in Detroit one time. And they had riots in Detroit, and there were tanks on the streets. And here we are, just people driving to the Ford Museum, and we just made the wrong turn, ended up in Detroit. We're seeing tanks on the street and guys carrying guns. And them boys weren't exactly friendly because they were National Guard. And my dad, who was driving at the time, because I was only in junior high, he was going, time to get out of Dodge. Oh, it was scary. And back then, we didn't have cell phones, and we didn't have GMRS radios, and well, we just had gas in the tank, and we knew which way was west, and we headed that way. Oh, it was scary. Hey, there was a governor out in, I believe it was New Mexico. Yeah, it's Michelle Lujan, or Lujan, L-U-J-A-N, Grisham, said there was a public health emergency and she was going to disarm law-abiding citizens who wish to carry firearms, either open or concealed, in public. Gee, do they have a sign on their back saying, I'm packing? Anyhow, the ruling comes after both state attorney general and various other officials said they refused to enforce her decree. And the ruling Wednesday by U.S. District Judge David Urias, U-R-I-A-S, marks a setback for Democratic New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham as she responds to several recent shootings that took the lives of children, including 11-year-old boy as he left a minor league baseball game in Albuquerque. I have friends that live in Albuquerque, and they like to call it Albuquerque. But anyhow, yeah, you get tragedy all over the place, but that's, you cannot suspend the Constitution of the United States. I imagine the president could do that with Congress approval, but I don't think a governor can do that. And she just went out and did it. And there was a recording, and you could see the video of her saying, this is my reasoning, and this is what I'm doing, and I have the power to do it. She didn't think, because federal district court can say, no, you can't. Sheriffs can turn around and arrest a governor for doing something like that. You cannot violate the Constitution. The sheriff is the highest law officer in the county, and he can tell the FBI to skedaddle out of my county. Think about it. The only other person I think that has a higher rank is the coroner. Check your state laws. It's kind of an interesting thing. Well, anyhow, she's going to get her keister in hot water because the federal judge says, no, you can't do it. And if she goes ahead and does it, well, guess what? I think she spends some time in jail. Okay? People think that they are just God or the top gun and they can just call the shots. When we have a constitution, I don't know about you guys, but the constitution is a constitution. That's our basic laws we go with, okay? Oh, well. Experimental vaccines. This came out of Zero Hedge. And it said, new experimental vaccines approved. Stock up on Z Stack now. And it said, sponsored content by Z Stack. It shows a computer screen and the button says emergency plan. He says, this week we got the news that many of us expected, but that we feared nonetheless. The FDA has granted emergency authorization to another round of experimental COVID-19 vaccines, just as we got the news that COVID infections are on the rise. And according to the article, it says Dr. Jim Thorpe, one of the nation's leading critics of the COVID vaccines, didn't mince words with his reaction. He said, no matter whether you got vaccinated last time or not, the message today is simple. Do not become another statistic. Do not risk your health. Do not comply. Avoid these experimental shots. And instead choose to be prepared. Stockpile critical medications. Stockpile natural supplements that will protect you and your family, and choose self-reliance over big government paternalism. Big words. Paternalism. Big daddy. He said the rising infections are real, as Dr. Peter McCullough wrote recently. There is no doubt we are standing another outbreak of COVID-19. What happens in the fall, guys? Allergies. You know, mine are up. All right. Ragweed. For a little bit over 1100 plus shipping. Any type of pollen. And yours is 1461. Standing in line at a grocery store and people are hacking and coughing. And, you know, I haven't seen that lately. I kind of avoid big crowds. And if I go to a football game and I'm outside, I'm breathing fresh air. That's one of the good things. I listened to on the Greg Hunter show. I listened to Dr. Betsy Eads, and there was another doctor who's up in Cleveland. I forget her name right now. But if you check out Greg Hunter on, it's not YouTube. I think he is on BitChute, BitChute. They talk about what's going on. They talk about the problems and how you can get around it. And the big thing is, you know, avoid your big crowds. I do that. But take vitamin D3. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing. I'm just telling you what I do. But I take vitamin D3. And then I get plenty of sunshine and fresh air. I take vitamin C. I take zinc. And those are the ones that I primarily take. But if I'm around some people and they are sickly, I've got ivermectin. There's also hydrochloroquine. Big words. I have a hard time talking about that. But the ivermectin, I was able to get some, and I had to go overseas to get it. I had to actually order it in India, and then it went to Germany, and then I got it about 3 months later. But I have it, because you can't buy it at the pharmacy. It's so cheap, they won't sell it to you. They want the big, expensive money shots, you know? And they're saying that ivermectin and hydrochloroquine are the ways to treat it. Well, anyhow, Cliff High, and I've talked about Cliff High a lot of times, C-L-I-F, first name. The last name is H-I-G-H. He is on BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. He's on different shows, and he's talked about all of this stuff. And he's been right on everything he's talked about, I would say about 95% of the time. The guy is a genius. Now, I don't take everything he says as gospel, but he does make some very good points, and he has some very good sources. His name is Cliff High. Check him out. Very, very smart. He's an actuarialist. No, an actuary for insurance companies and so forth. He's a programmer. He knows his stuff. And even Greg Hunter has him on his show. So Cliff's a good guy. But I check things out. I'm not saying that we ought to not wash our hands, you know, and so forth. I'm hearing things that masks really don't work. And so I go into Wally World and two people at the doors at Wally World are wearing masks. Or no, it wasn't Wally World. Oh, no, it was Myers. I was at Myers yesterday. And they had them wearing masks. I mean, forget it. You're rebreathing CO2. So the crap that you're breathing out, you're breathing back in. Doesn't make any sense. And you can check Dr. Betsy Eads, E-A-D-S, and check her out. And she'll tell you basically the same stuff. And so will the other doctor that I can't remember. She's in Cleveland. But if you check with Greg Hunter on BitChute, trust me, you'll find out all the answers there. So much stuff. Oh, Cliff High today. You know, Cliff has always said there are aliens out there. Well, today on X, which used to be Twitter, he posted something and he says, aliens. Hello, humans. How do you like all the release language? Me, I think it's just the beginning. And they had somebody by the name of Cain Koa the Great, at Cain, K-A-N-E-K-O-A, the Great. And it says, breaking alleged mummified alien corpses displayed at Mexico's Congress today. Suspected to be 1,000 years old. And I'm looking at two boxes with I guess, mummies in there. And they said UFO enthusiasts celebrated the remarkable event today in Mexico City's Congress, led by journalist and UFOologist Jamie Mousson, M-A-U-S-S-A-N, or Mousson. The official gathering unveiled, if I click on the button, two mummified remains, and they're small. And they were retrieved from Cusco, Peru, and they're believed to be thousands of years old, and they were showcased in a window in windowed boxes. Okay. Given statistics and so forth, I bet you there are other aliens, and I think they are smarter than we are. And sometimes I think we're just an experiment.
It'll have seven.
Think about it. There has to be somebody smarter than politicians. There has to be somebody smarter than White House, Congress. Probably smarter than doctors. There's a lot of stuff. A lot of smart people out there. I mean, a lot of smart people. It's kind of scary. Then another one, Elon Musk to expose all of Jeffrey Epstein's top clients. Okay. It'll be interesting if that ever gets done. Who slept with who did what, and so forth. I mean, if they broke the law, point it out, and then take care of it. Here's one from Travis. He said, Oregon governor signs a bill removing reading, writing, and math requirements for high school kids to help students of color. I don't know if that's real or not. You don't remove reading, writing, and math, or science, or STEM as they call it now. You don't take that out of curriculum. You just don't do that. You have to learn. You have to know how to read, how to write, and so forth. If you don't, then you're just dumb. And let's face it, there are a lot of dumb people around that ought to be taking reading, writing, and arithmetic. Well, anyhow, a big surprise. Mitt Romney is not going to run for election to the Senate again. Okay, you can stop the applause. Not too many people liked him. And how he got in beats the heck out of me. Well, anyhow, what do you think about Tucker Carlson? Personally, I like the way he thinks and the way he talks. And the big networks didn't exactly like his demeanor, I'll put it that way, and exposing things. Have you ever seen some stuff that have been posted on Twitter or X, as they call it now, and other sources where people are just walking out of stores stealing stuff?
And you'll be able to go.
You know, back when I was growing up, if you did that, you got caught, you got nailed. Think about it. Now it's called Clown World on X. And Steve Quest over at October Rains was showing this cameraman should have given this guy a roundhouse because the guy was stealing a whole basket of food and not paying for it, walking out, and the guy had his camera on him, and the guy comes up to take a swing at him.
The main hard drive, the four.
Things are just getting crazy. You know, I was watching another thing, and I forget where I was watching it, where this girl was looking on her phone, and she's out in the maybe a side street or whatever, and a bunch of guys get around her. A guy comes out and takes a gun, shoots her in the head.
And this thing even has
for no reason that I know of.
So you can change the
and they all run and walk away.
So it has
There's something wrong with society when that happens. Maybe that's what the Democrats want. I don't know.
And don't forget that this thing has USB.
Hey, there's a thing. I have to give a big shout out. There's a guy by the name of Michael O'Donnell, retired fire chief. And for 9/11, he stood outside in the heat, dressed in his retired fireman's uniform, and he was basically, well, he was just being in support of 9/11. And I've known Mike for a long time, and he's a good guy. He does this every year. He finds a fire station and we'll let him do it. He dresses up in his retired fireman's outfit, and he has an axe with him and a thing for 9/11, and he does that. And he ought to be commended for it. But he's done this for probably, you know, 10, 12 years. Fantastic guy. And he was a retired fireman. He used to work for the state, and he was also a retired volunteer fireman from a town nearby. Very nice guy. Oh, by the way, he is a Mason. Surprise. He's not planning to take over the world either. And I don't know how that rumor started. Kind of crazy. Hey, I do have to give a big shout out to Hussey's Restaurant in Port Clinton. I don't know if I said it before. Hussey's. Great fried chicken. A big bowl of coleslaw. They do their coleslaw differently in a big, big stuffed potato. Oh, God, it was good.
Send me a check, too. It doesn't matter.
And you can sit there and you can look out over the Great Miami River. What's kind of left of it? It's kind of like rocky for a while. There's a little bit of water there. And there are geese and ducks around. And I swear, as they brought the chicken to our table, I looked out the window and I think I saw one duck look at another duck and said, "Hey, Huey, where's Dewey?"
Just in case, mine is dollar sign with the capital B, Buckeye Bay.
No, they're serving chicken. There's no duck there.
So it's dollar sign.
But I think it was kind of interesting to see that happen at that restaurant. Good food. Also, over in Covington, Ohio, there's a place called Sweet Treats. And oh man, I bet you tonight there's going to be a ton of people over there. Some of them have church services on Wednesday night, and I know they're going to be over there eating ice cream. And they'll have 20, 30, 40 people standing outside. Great ice cream in Covington, Ohio, right on State Route 48 next to Casey's. Oh God, is that a plug? Great ice cream. And the guys there let me kid with them all the time. I have fun doing that. But great ice cream. Also, if you go about 10 miles farther west, there's a place called Gettysburg. And just beyond Gettysburg, not more than a quarter of a mile, is a place that's called the Flour Barrel. And if I have a meeting in Covington on Tuesdays, I'll leave there and I will go over to Gettysburg and I will go to the Flour Barrel, and the German Baptist ladies are in that store and they have great meats and cheeses and everything. Super friendly people. A lot of different things that you don't normally find on the shelf. I've been going there for a few years, and I try to make it on Tuesdays all the time. But there are some times where I don't make it. I love the smoked cheddar cheese. God, is it good! And the smoked Swiss cheese. They have horseradish cheese. I'm not that way. I kind of like the cheddar and the smoked Swiss. I mean, all kinds of cheeses, all kinds of meats.
His is blazing fast.
Custom sliced. You tell them how you want it, they'll do it.
Ask him, he'll tell you.
It's a great place. And they have a lot of Amish made sausages and all kinds of stuff. I mean, hey, it's good stuff. The Flour Barrel, you got to check them out. So that's kind of what's been going on in my neck of the woods. But, you know, it's September, and, you know, I used to get the Wrinkle City Gazette.
I mean, real fast.
And I started to think, well, what's going on? You know, the street signs that are painted every school year? There's a group of people called the Dyslexia Brothers, and they've been painting school signs, school zone signs, and instead of saying school, it might say skull. Or instead of slow, it's SLOSOWL. Soul. Dyslexia Brothers. I mean, hey, and they had Big Bubba's Barbecue, and they're in trouble. It's next to the Am I Gone or Amigani, I guess it is, funeral home. And it's in trouble again. This time it's not a fire. I guess they've been always in trouble. According to the Wrinkle City Gazette, it seems Bubba accidentally received some poison sumac in his hickory wood used for slow cooking his barbecue. And the smoke coming out of the chimney went all over the downtown, and it was so bad everyone was itching like crazy. Even the mourners at the funeral home said Bubba. Old Emmy Balmer, the undertaker, had a New Orleans-style funeral procession in the cemetery, to the cemetery, and the mourners were dancing in the street. Oh, if you've ever seen a New Orleans funeral, you got to check that out. The report said it was the dang poison sumac causing them to gyrate down the street, said Bubba. I can even see the remainder of the wood back in the back and got scented charcoal instead. All kinds of stuff going on. And then there was a company, and it's Schitz Industry, and that's S-C-H-I-T-Z Industries, to sponsor the second annual Great American Outhouse Festival. Ah! What a trip. And then there was a report of the Happy Buns, B-U-N-Z, Clothing Optional Society getting ready to close daily camping for the season. It says the Happy Buns Clothing Optional Society. I mean, it's just, I guess that's a nudist society. Anyhow, opened in late June, and as temperatures climbed, business increased. And now it's time to slow the pace and close for the season. Well, according to Orville Buns, B-U-N-Z, he says we average about 1,500 campers a day. And business was booming, said Fern Buzz, his wife and co-owner. And we're doing a heck of a business here in soda, ice cream, calamine lotion, and bug repellent, she said. And now it's time to sell off the stock and begin getting ready to close for the fall weekend campers. Oh, boy. Clothing Optional Society? I wonder where that's located. Well, hey, there's a lot of stuff going on. There was a thing that said, support bingo, keep grandma off the streets. I could do that. There was one thing Pastor Geraldine Dibley in this magazine said, Murphy showed up at Mass one Sunday, and the priest almost fell down when he saw him. He'd never been to church in his life. After Mass, the priest caught up with him, and he said, Murphy, I'm so glad you decided to come to Mass. What made you come? And Murphy said, I got to be honest with you, Father. A while back, I misplaced me hat. And I really love that hat. I know that McGlynn had a hat just like mine, and I know he came to church every Sunday. I also know that he had to take off his hat during Mass and figured he would leave it in the back of the church. So I was going to leave after communion and steal McGlynn's hat. And the priest said, "Well, Murphy, I noticed that you didn't steal McGlynn's hat. What changed your mind?" And Murphy replied, "Well, after I heard your sermon on the Ten Commandments, I decided I didn't need to steal McGlynn's hat after all." And with a tear in his eye, the priest gave Murphy a big smile and a hug, and he said, "After I talked about thou shalt not steal, you decided you would rather do without your hat than burn in Hades?" And Murphy said slowly and shook his head. He said, "No, Father. After you talked about thou shalt not commit adultery, I remembered where I left me hat." What a trip. This Wrinkle City Gazette is a hoot. I'm going to have to start covering a little bit of that every time. I mean, there's a lot of hoot in here. And you know, Michael, there's always stuff going around. You know, life at the manor, you know, the retirement home. You know what we have to look forward to? There are games for when we are older, according to the Wrinkle City Gazette. It's called SAG, You're It.
Oh, I figured it was death, but that's okay.
No, you know? No. How about hide and go pee? 20 questions shouted into your good ear. How about kick the bucket? Yeah. Red Rover, the nurse says bend over.
Yeah, well.
And with that, Michael, that's all I have for this week. And we'll get back to my world next week right at, 8 o'clock p.m.
And I want you to know I took care of Phil and got him all set up. And his computer will run like an FY22.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, hey. I'll be talking to Phil with his Rusty Ducks custom pens. And I told everybody that he does make excellent pens, doesn't he?
They're absolutely beautiful. And because he made me two beautiful pens, like I said, I didn't charge him a thing over. I just charged him cost. But this thing is going to fly.
Just like the one you made me, and I'll tell you what, it's a good one. Anyhow, Michael, that's all I've got for this week. We'll see everybody on Sunday with Money and Change / Financially Prep. Check us out on Facebook. And then we'll be back again next week with My World. So take it easy, and I'll tell you what, a big shout-out to Jerry and a big shout-out to Catherine. Catherine's down in Mississippi. Want to say hi to them, and that's all. We'll see you later, folks. Bye.
And just so you know, folks, if you decide that you want a computer, I've given Stu and Phil at cost, but I won't do that for everybody. But his will be faster than both of ours, Stu, by a long shot.
Oh, my God, you're making me envious now. I must have a bigger car.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't even compare. Ours run at 4.2 gigahertz. His will run at about 5.1 to 5.2. So.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
As some of the kosher friends that I know, they'll say, "Oy vey!"
Yeah, it will be a screamer. So.
Okay. Well, hey, we gotta go. You know.
Yep. Time to go. We're out of here. Y'all take care. God bless. And we will talk to you all later. By the way, tomorrow night, we will have on Slobberknocker and Offsides, because we didn't get a chance to run them Tuesday due to storms and some other things going on. So we will make those up tomorrow night and give you the top 25 in college football and what's going on in professional football with Austin Neely and myself, Michael Bejas. And we'll see you then. God bless, folks. Take care. And we are out of here.
Bye.